This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. This summer, KALW hosted four high school interns from the school district. So this week, we're airing the stories they produced. Are you ready? Let's go. Well, last week, the New York Times found itself under fire for an article. The headline was, quote, "The blobs in your tea? They're supposed to be there." It was about boba tea and how it was a, quote, new trend. Well, they got tons of criticism for two reasons. First, the headline, which they've now changed, and the idea that boba was a new trend. Boba tea first appeared in Taiwan in the 1980s. It started as sweet iced milk tea with tapioca balls. But over the past 30 years, it has evolved. It came to San Francisco back in the 90s, and now it's all over the world, from Armenia to Guatemala to South Africa. Shops can have dozens of flavors. And while it's mostly considered an inexpensive sweet treat, a pair of San Francisco spots are now trying to take bubble tea to the next level. KALW high school student reporter Susanna Law sipped her way through San Francisco's new wave shops for boba connoisseurs.
It's hard to miss all the bubble tea shops around San Francisco, but the chain of Boba Guys stores try to stand out from the rest. I made a trip to Boba Guys in Hales Valley in the morning to find out more. The windows go all the way up to the ceiling to let in daylight. The work area and the kitchen is in the center of the room, allowing customers to see the whole process. Later in the day, the store will be packed, but the hustle and bustle hasn't begun yet, and the employees are calmly preparing the shop for the day.
Hi, my name is Ben Chen. I'm one of the co-founders of Boba Guys.
Chen grew up with boba.
So I grew up in a small town close to Houston, and it was really, really, really small town. I was one of the only Asians, and so we would go to Houston to kind of get our Chinese food and get other cultural delights. And boba, I remember it was in this small strip mall that also had a Chinese theater and an arcade, and there was a small dessert shop, and that's kind of where the very first time I ever had boba, and it was amazing. It blew my mind.
There are tons of boba stores in San Francisco. So what made Chen and the other co-founder, Andrew Chow, want to start up a boba company?
Because for those that don't know, boba in many places is served with powders and artificial syrups. In 2011, there were very few places that were using real tea, and so we thought, because they call it boba milk tea, why don't they actually use real milk and real tea? We thought that was really peculiar.
Chen also says that, as compared to other boba shops that serve as many as 60 or more flavors, Boba Guys try to focus on 15 to 20 drinks. They say that they serve higher quality boba tea, and they start each day by making toppings to serve fresh to customers.
So for us, we cook tapioca balls for 30 minutes, and then we're constantly stirring it and making sure that it's cooking correctly and evenly. And then we cool it for another 30 minutes. And then it takes another 20 minutes just to soak in our house-made syrup. And so for us, it's very time-consuming, but that's what makes our tapioca balls and our boba so delicious.
Boba Guys charge around $4 to $6 for boba milk tea. That isn't any much higher than most boba shops. And he says that while most boba drinkers are younger, they've been trying to get older people to come into their stores.
Boba Guys has been able to grow on the older age because for us, it's all about the quality. And so so the same people that would buy a really nice latte at a Third Wave coffee roaster would also consider Boba Guys maybe for a midday pickup.
While Boba Guys does provide fresh tea and fancier ingredients, they aren't the only ones doing that in San Francisco. One recent event tried to answer the question, what's the world's most expensive bubble tea? A drink that caters to not just those who enjoy drinking bubble tea, but the connoisseurs of bubble tea. In late June, I walk into a Pinterest office in San Francisco and go to the front desk. For San Francisco Design Week, the tea company, Tea Leaves, and the executive chef of San Francisco's fancy St. Regis Hotel collaborated to try and make what they call the world's most expensive bubble tea. And it goes by the name of Boba Tea Shake. They start letting guests into the room. Everyone files in after showing the name tags to the security guard. George Henston works here at Pinterest and found out about this event through the company.
I like boba tea. And I heard this was the most expensive boba tea, so I had to try it out.
Like the 50 other guests, I am excited to be here. I really like boba tea. Everyone is talking and laughing while sipping on the sample teas. Lana Sutherland from Tea Leaves gives a presentation explaining their process. Soon after, everyone begins lining up to get a cup of the boba tea shake. The chef makes the drinks in front of everyone. Wanning Chu is a designer, and she went to a lot of the events at SF Design Week.
Let me taste it, actually. Oh, yeah. So I taste kind of like the whipped cream has a little salted caramel in it. And then as for, let me check the base. It's a very, very light tea. Oh my gosh, the passion fruit is really good.
The next day, I go over to the St. Regis San Francisco to learn more from the creators. The St. Regis San Francisco is a luxurious 5-star hotel built for high-end clients. Chef Franck Debruchon is the executive chef here.
We're looking for luxury. We have a high-profile and high-end customer coming with us. We're targeting somebody who's going to pay his night $700 or $800 a night basically have very high expectation. So even though we're going to serve our beef burger in the restaurant, it has to be the best beef burger in the world.
He worked with Tea Leaves to get the perfect tea.
So the lychee and passion fruit were two different tea at the very beginning of the draft. And after that, I found out that both mixed together with equal amounts was actually doing something very intricate. I say it was a fun challenge. He opened my eyes for a lot of things. He made me discovering a new culture with Taiwanese culture to understand where this boba tea came from and why is it so impactful in a country like United States. How did he get here?
Lana Sutherland is the CEO and co-founder of the company that makes the tea, Tea Leaves.
We're known as the tea maker for 5-star hotels, Michelin chefs, mixologists, and people just wanting a really great cup of tea in the luxury of their own home.
Despite being based in British Columbia, Tea Leaves came all this way just to participate in SF Design Week, which is an opportunity for designers to showcase their unique works.
That was a great excuse to look at something that's maybe been around for a while, but it hasn't really had something new added to it in terms of layering or flavors. And so bubble tea seemed to be the natural thing.
They have yet to finalize the discussion of whether to sell this product or not. If they do, it'll likely be sold at the lobby lounge of the St. Regis San Francisco. While the future of the world's most expensive bubble tea has yet to be announced, back in Hayes Valley, Boba Guys have set their sight on a big picture.
What we really model ourselves after is companies like Phil's or In-N-Out, which are, still have a lot of personality, are fast-growing companies, but still retain a lot of soul. And that's kind of what we aim for as well.
They already have 6 stores in San Francisco, and now they have 3 stores in New York. Along with improving the quality of boba tea, these companies are trying to get people to see boba in a new light. For KLW, I'm Susanna Law.
Susanna Law was part of KLW's high school internship program this summer. She's a student at San Francisco's Galileo High. We'll be airing stories from our high school interns all week long, so stay tuned. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.